This episode of the TGFB podcast is presented by River. River's the best and most secure place to buy Bitcoin in the United States. You can head over to river.com/TGFB to set up an account today, and you'll be able to DCA into Bitcoin without paying any fees. The river.com/learn tab is one of the best places to find helpful learning materials and videos that help explain what Bitcoin is, how it works. They have a bunch of other features as well. You can give people Bitcoin via River links. You can be able to send and receive Bitcoin over the Lightning Network and be able to set limit orders. And if you want to buy Bitcoin or sell Bitcoin at a particular price, either above or below where it is now. There's also the ability to leave cash in your River account and earn 3.8% paid out in Bitcoin. Go to river.com/TGFB. Set up your account in minutes today. Go support those guys.
Welcome to the Thank God for Bitcoin podcast. I'm Tim Madden, and in this series, I'm sharing my insights from my writings on the intersection of faith and cryptocurrency. Whether you're a seasoned Bitcoiner or just starting out, I hope these reflections help inspire and challenge you. A good man leaves Bitcoin to his children's children, storing Bitcoin for family legacy. The wisdom of Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous." This simple yet profound verse teaches us about the importance of legacy, the passing down of resources, values, and wisdom across generations. While the inheritance spoken of in this verse is typically understood as tangible wealth, could the modern equivalent of inheritance be something as new and complex as Bitcoin? As digital currencies become more prominent part of our financial landscape, it's worth noting and reflecting on how they might fit into the ancient wisdom of Scripture. Proverbs teaches us that an inheritance left by a good man is not just about material wealth, but about a legacy of care, foresight, and wisdom. A good man seeks to build up his family's future and well-being of those who come after him. Authentically, this could include the digital wealth many are accumulating today. Bitcoin as modern legacy. Unlike traditional forms of inheritance, Bitcoin is decentralized, secure, and increasingly recognized as a store of value. It can be passed down quickly, and unlike other assets, it's not bound by geography or institutions that could otherwise hinder its transfer. In a world where financial systems are shifting, and new challenges arise, Bitcoin has the potential to be a form of inheritance that transcends borders and preserves wealth across generations. However, leaving Bitcoin for your children's children is not simply about accumulating wealth, but stewardship. Proverbs 27:23 reminds us, "Know well the conditions of your flock and give attention to your herds." Just as the good shepherd pays attention to his sheep, so should we care for and wisely manage the wealth entrusted to us. This requires more than just acquiring assets. It means understanding them, growing in the knowledge, and entrusting that they are passed down in a way that is responsible, faithful, and beneficial to future generations. A legacy of wisdom. Storing Bitcoin for the future is about preserving material wealth and responsible of teaching the next generation how to manage and steward it. Proverbs 4:7 says, "The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom, and whatever you get insight." As parents or grandparents, one of the most important gifts that we can leave behind is the wisdom to handle whatever wealth or resources God has entrusted to our care. This might mean educating our children not only on the technological aspects of Bitcoin, but also on the biblical principles of stewardship, generosity, and caution. In the same way, we wouldn't want our children to inherit wealth without the wisdom to use it wisely, we should also be cautious how we pass on cryptocurrency. If we hoard it for financial gain only, we may fail to impart the deeper truths of responsibility and generosity that Scripture teaches. Proverbs 3:9-10 reminds us, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with new wine. A good legacy isn't simply about leaving wealth. It's about leaving a legacy of honoring God with what He has given us. Preparing for the future. As we consider leaving Bitcoin or other assets as an inheritance, let's remember the more significant eternal perspective. While preparing earthly legacies for our children, remember the inheritance promised to those who trust in Christ. 1 Peter 1:4 speaks of this inheritance as imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. The most significant inheritance we can leave is the hope of the gospel, the wisdom of a life lived in faith, and a legacy that points to the riches of Christ. In conclusion, while Bitcoin may be a modern tool for creating an inheritance, the biblical principles of legacy remain unchanged. A good man leaves not just wealth, but wisdom, foresight, and a legacy of faith for his children's children. As we steward our resources, digital or physical, let us do so with a heart that honors God, a mind that seeks wisdom, and a hand that is open to future generations God is raising.
This episode is also brought to you by our good friends at CrowdHealth. CrowdHealth is here to provide you with a new way to pay for your healthcare. It's not health insurance, which is expensive, increasingly complicated, and impersonal. And CrowdHealth is working to change that model. You pay them a monthly fee, and that fee accumulates in an account that you control. It can be held in dollars or in Bitcoin. Then if you have a health event, CrowdHealth goes to the doctor on your behalf and they negotiate the price lower for you, allowing you to save anywhere from 20 to 80% on your bill. You pay the first $500 out of pocket and then the CrowdHealth community covers the rest. They have Bitcoin Lightning payments that they've enabled. So if you want to pay your monthly fee or even your doctor in Bitcoin via Lightning, you can do that now. They've got a growing roster of doctors that are beating down their door to work with them. Their CEO is a friend and a Christian, and they're approaching healthcare in the right way. It's a healthy community that focuses on preventative healthcare and avoids big pharma as much as possible. My family and I use CrowdHealth instead of insurance and couldn't be happier with that decision. So if you're not happy with your health insurance and are looking for a more sane human healthcare alternative, go to joincrowdhealth.com and use promo code TGFB at checkout to get 30% off your first 3 months. That's joincrowdhealth.com using promo code TGFB at checkout.